You're listening to 66 Degrees of Sound, a show by the Reykjavik Grapevine where we cover the newest music being released in Iceland and the hottest events happening in Reykjavik.
We are your hosts, Johannes Bjarkason
and Rex Beckett.
Today is a very special episode as we have the Iceland-based Canadian musician MC, aka Maria Carmela Raso, here with us in studio today to talk about a very special event happening tonight, actually. The release show for her latest album, Our Daily Apocalypse Walk, which came out last September. If you are listening to this episode on release day, just go ahead and cancel whatever plans you have tonight and get ready to head to this later on. If you are listening at a later date, we'll have some more recommendations later in the episode and in the show notes. Before we dive in with MC, let's have a listen to the single Mouth of the Face of the Sea off Our Daily Apocalypse Walk. MC, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing fine.
Doing all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shall we refer to you from here on as MC or Maria Carmela?
Either way. MC is easier, maybe.
Yeah, let's just stick with MC.
Let's stick with that.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So we're, of course, recording this a couple of days before the show, but it's airing on the night of the show. So how are you feeling about the show tonight?
The show tonight. If it were tonight, I would cry. No, but I'm feeling really good. We had our last rehearsal yesterday.
Okay,
a
wow.
little bit of a dress rehearsal, nice. One might call it. Mm. And it went well. And I guess there's this whole philosophy, if it goes poorly, then it'll go really well on show day.
Yeah.
So if it goes well, what does that mean? It'll just go extremely well on the day of.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like the superstition that if dress rehearsal goes poorly, the actual show will be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that superstition. Yeah.
Superstition, not philosophy.
Either way. How are you feeling in general about it?
It's been a lot, I won't lie, but I'm feeling really excited now.
Yeah.
Just excitement. Okay. But it's been up and down, and you know, it's a lot of people to juggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of moving parts.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'm not going to ask you for every name, but roughly, approximately, how many people are involved in the show?
There are 18 people, including okay. crew and band and dancers.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were almost all there yesterday.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Was it a dress rehearsal in Teatnbio?
No, unfortunately. Mm. No, but we used Dansverkstede,
yeah.
which is great. Mm. It's massive and, you know, they have good system and lighting and
the whole setup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What have been some of the main challenges in the preparation of the show?
I would say the hardest part is gathering people. Gathering very busy professional people in the same room at the same time, making sure our schedules align. Mm. That has been pretty tricky.
Yeah. How long has the planning process been for? Well, of course, you released the album in September, so you've had some time to brew on this. But how long have you just been planning this show and getting all of those parts together?
Well, officially, it's been about a month.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Tonus Jazzyrlud, which is sort of what triggered the whole release concert. I wanted to do a release concert. I just wasn't excited about any venue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been talking to Teatnbio, and it was a bit pricey for, you know, paying out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got Tonus Jazzyrlud, and I was like, yes, like rent would be covered. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And so that sort of put it into motion.
Nice.
And yeah. So that was about, I'd say, 2 months ago, and then 1 month with the actual, like, starting the rehearsals and everything.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, like Rex mentioned, your album Our Daily Apocalypse Walk came out in September 2023. Mm-hmm. So it's been a little while, to brew up the show.
Yeah.
Has your relationship with the songs on the album changed since you released it?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, interesting question. I think not.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, before the album came out, it had already been quite a while that I'd been sitting with them, and the album had been ready for some time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Everything takes so long. The album's done, and then, well, also I had a baby, so, you know. And then you do the whole, like, release one song.
Yeah.
Wait a while. Release another one.
Yeah.
the waterfall, I don't know, yeah, terminology. But business terminology. Yeah, the rollout.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I feel like, yeah, they've already been with me for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the relationship before and after recording changed the most. But since it's been finished, then, yeah, I think it's kind of... And this, it feels the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right. Had you planned to do the show sooner, or was there always this intention to sort of let it sit?
Well, before the album came out, I had been dreaming of this massive release concert. I actually applied to many, many grants for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. So, like, while I was recording the album, I was already, you know, trying to get money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, but then, you know, your focus goes into releasing, and we had, like, a release party.
Mm.
But I felt like I didn't get a chance to share the world with everyone, like the visual world, which to me is an important part of the album.
Right.
Well, to me, it is very clear. And so, it felt kind of unfinished after the release.
Yeah, I think what you mentioned about the visual world and, of course, the video for Mouth of the Face of the Sea that we just listened to by Vikram Pradhan really like highlights just how the visual component of the album is as important as the audio, component of it, like the songs and the visuals are being so, you know, tied together in this way, that I can only assume that the production of this event tonight is not going to necessarily be just like a kind of straightforward concert. And am I correct in assuming that? And like, what might we expect from this production?
Yeah, it's definitely more than a concert. There are definitely, you know, it is a concert, of course, and like Hekla and Geigen will be playing. But there are, there are some dream journal excerpts. And there'll be some dance. And yeah, maybe it's a little bit more theatrical than a concert I have performed in the past.
Are Hekla and Geigen, like, I understand that they're going to sort of be incorporated in your band, but will they also be performing, you know, warm-up sets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Hekla won't be in the band, but but Geigen they're playing strings.
Nice.
Cool.
Oh, and of course I forgot, set design is a huge part of building the world. And costumes and visual elements and
Okay, so it's going to be the whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Anything I could think of or anyone else could think of, we're trying.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Who's doing the stage design and costumes?
Claire Pogam is doing the stage design.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
And I've worked with her before for Hiding Under Things release, but it's a very different world this time. And Berglind Ósk, also known as Bosk. She's doing the costumes. It's, you know, it's funny calling them costumes because they're very, it's very much fashion.
Right.
I feel like costume and fashion can go hand in hand, but there's a little different, I don't know, costumes are different in my mind. But they're costumes. They're fashion.
The costuming.
Fashion costumes. Costuming.
Nice.
Outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Seeing as dream journaling was, of course, an integral part of your album, did you utilize that technique in any way coming to your show?
I definitely had some dreams that triggered some ideas.
Yeah, because you mentioned you dreamed of this huge release show and sort of made me wonder.
Yeah, that's maybe more of a daydream.
That counts.
Yeah. Daydreams, sleep dreams.
Daydreams are so underrated, you know? They're really good.
Yeah, a lot can happen while you're awake, too.
Title of your memoirs.
Happen while you're awake. Yeah. But yeah, definitely the dream journals make their way. Yeah, as I mentioned, there's some dream journal excerpts. And but yeah, there were definitely some dreams that I've had after the album came out that have inspired something. I won't tell you what.
No. We'll have to
no spoilers.
Wait and see.
No, our guests are just going to have to go and find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you mentioned earlier that, you know, when you were searching for venues, there weren't anything or Tjarnarbíó sort of attracted you the most. How are you feeling about Reykjavík's live concert landscape, you know, generally speaking, these days?
Well said.
I feel like there are some things maybe coming to life that have potential that are exciting.
Okay.
But overall, I'm not very excited. Like, I don't mean no offense to the venues that are doing great things, like Kex and Greikkarinn.
End of list.
Smekleisa, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's a new venue.
I was just joking.
And, the jazz cellar downstairs.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like there are some really cool things that maybe aren't always used, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for this kind of a show, I don't think that would work in a bar setting.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. You know, I wanted seating, and like that, there's of course harpa. Mm-hmm. There are a few places in there that could work, but mm-hmm. yeah, I feel like that's a little bit more formal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But something, yeah, that would work for a production. I feel mm-hmm. like there are very few spaces. And then you have like Gamla Bio, which is way too big for someone like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Idno, I feel like, you know, that would maybe be my next choice, but uh-huh. I'm a little less excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually.
It's a little harder with the seating and the production wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not tiered and everything, maybe. Or
exactly. Yeah, maybe because the stage is up.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, Ternobio has a really nice, steep,
mm-hmm. yeah.
seated arrangement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the.
Again, with the waterfall.
The waterfall.
The
waterfall theme.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. But your partner and band member, Ayir, mm-hmm. Did just receive the grant from the Prince Polo Fund
mm-hmm.
for, was it specifically going into R6013?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm not very clear on that, but I believe like R6013 is like why he received this.
Yeah.
And also, you know, all of his community work that he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is way more than just the basement venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to hear, in your opinion, mm-hmm. What type of venues are lacking mm-hmm. in Reykjavik?
Yeah, I feel maybe like a venue that is for everything, like for dance, for theater, for comedy, for poetry. Like there is Menke,
mm-hmm.
but something that's a bit bigger.
Yeah.
Also there's R6013, which we just talked about, but something mm-hmm. a bit bigger.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like they're both incredible staples in Reykjavik, but I feel like there's nothing sort of midline. Like there's nothing, it's either like huge
mm-hmm.
or
tiny.
You can fit 40 people.
Yeah.
Like
that's
Gaikuren in size, but like more convertible
Less
formats, sort of.
Less of a bar.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
More
like,
of a theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, something for sort of like multidisciplinary shows to happen
mm-hmm.
right.
or maybe not even just concerts, you know, but like
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
for a bigger audience that's maybe more focused on the music
than
getting drunk and partying,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which is great, you know, there's a place for that already, we have a bunch of those.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear you say that, because that's sort of my feeling exactly.
Yeah,
the sort of midline venue is sort of desperately lacking,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, but
yeah,
hopefully someone will come out and remedy that.
Yeah,
but it won't be me.
I think I agree with both of you, and I also feel like a place that, like you say, that is, you know, more dedicated specifically to concerts and not just, you know, going and partying and getting drunk, but like you know, consistently booking, you know, solid programming
mm-hmm.
most nights, if not all nights of the week. And you know, well, on that note, is there any events on your horizon that you're looking forward to, be it concerts or exhibitions or just anything out there in the Reykjavik scene happening?
Right. Well, okay, I'm going to be honest and say my mind is very focused on
fair enough.
This particular event, but I do have tickets to the Listhøyskole dance.
Yeah.
Graduation. I'm trying to translate. Graduation piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I'll be going to that. There are, I think, 6 shows. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I have tickets for that. I'm excited. And 2 of the dancers that are in the MC Ukaptonika release concert, they are performing in that show.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to go support them. And see what they're up to. Busy girls. Yeah.
Where is that show happening?
That's happening at Etlawi Løgenes. The Løgenes campus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice. They have a really nice like black theater box room there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Exciting.
Yeah. I don't know what else is going on. Yeah. Ask me in a week.
Yeah. Connected to that question, are you listening to anything newly released in Iceland right now?
Newly released. Kælan Mikla just released a soundtrack mm-hmm. record with Barði
Johansson.
Bang Gang. I know. Yeah. I know. I know that moniker, but I couldn't remember his
last name. Is actually Bang Gang.
Yeah, Bang Gang.
Barði Bang Gang.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I put my baby to sleep with the soundtrack.
Ooh, I love that for her. Yeah.
She gets quite the variety of music. She really feels imagine. Like spooky, noisy, droney stuff.
Oh. Such a goth.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Is there a particular track on that one that's been like standing out to you or her the most? Mm. You or Bebe?
Maybe the flute song. I don't know what it's called. I don't remember what any of them are called. After. But Solveig plays the flute, I believe, in this song. It's very, yeah. It's maybe the least spooky one. But okay. I think Moa really liked that one.
Nice. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll make sure to find the flute song.
Probably has a beautiful name. A
cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We are really looking forward to your show tonight.
Tonight.
Yes, it is tonight. Wink. Go get some rest and break a leg.
Thank you.
But not your own.
Yes, any leg but my own. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's MC talking about her release show for our daily apocalypse walk, which is tonight, Thursday, May 9th at 8 o'clock. The show is at Tjarnabio and tickets cost $3,900. They're available right now on tix.is and you can also get them at the door of Tjarnabio this evening. Hopefully you are listening to this in the morning or afternoon and you still have time to go out and get those tickets and see this amazing show. If you are listening to this tomorrow or any day after we have released this, we are very sorry that we couldn't bring you a more future event, but we just really had to talk about this one. And we have plenty more events that you can find on our events website. However, I will note that our events website is currently experiencing some technical difficulties if you are trying to upload your own events, so please bear with us on that front. However, you can find events at events.grapevine.is. We will head out of this episode on a track by Kælan Mikla and Bang Gang off the soundtrack The Phantom Carriage. This is the song Reminiscence. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back with another Saturday morning mix on the 11th of May.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye. 66 Degrees of Sound is a podcast production by the Reykjavik Grapevine, hosted by music editor Johannes Bjarkason and listings editor Rex Beckett. Editing and intro music by Rex Beckett. All tracks played on the show are in accordance with STEF, the Composer's Rights Society of Iceland. Follow the Grapevine on Instagram at @RVKGrapevine, on Facebook and YouTube at The Reykjavik Grapevine, and our websites grapevine.is and events.grapevine.is. Thanks for listening.